You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, historians have got their heads together and have tried to think of what was the worst ever year in history.
Okay, there's a few competitors.
Well, there's no doubt that 2020, it's been a tough year for everyone for obvious reasons.
Yep.
But yes, there are a few other years in the past which were also pretty bad.
Well, there's a couple of world wars thrown in there for good measure.
Yeah, they were not desirable. Not I think that's great. Safe to say.
And they went on for a little while as well.
Yes, they went on for multiple years.
So there's some to pick from for sure.
As well as the World War years, they've also done some honourable mentions. These aren't the worst.
Okay.
But these are kind of, they're up there. And I get the feeling someday in future 2020 will be added to this list.
Okay, I'm interested.
The Great Depression from 1929 to 1933, that was bad. Or the Spanish flu pandemic, which hit the world in 1918.
That's been getting a lot of traction lately. A lot of people interested in that than otherwise would have been.
But Simo, the worst year that historians have said, the worst year ever that ever happened, belongs to 536.
Oh, okay, good, right.
Do you remember that year?
I was really hoping that it wasn't going to be the year of my birth, and now I am relieved.
Actually, no, I change it. It's 1992.
I missed it. I'm 91, mate.
Oh, you're 91. Yes. Oh, close enough.
Well, good.
It was so bad they took an extra year to just kind of comprehend it. No, the worst year ever in history has been agreed. I don't even know how to say it when it gets into hundreds. Is it
okay?
Into 536? Should we still be saying AD?
Yeah, in the 500s, like anything up to 1,000, typically they'll still say AD.
Okay, so
1200, 1300 AD, 14. As soon as you hit the 15, yeah, as soon as you hit the 15s, you go like, you know, you're 1536, 1540.
Don't conform to social boundaries. I'm going to say 2020 AD from now onwards. 20. You're filling out a form, 2020. AD.
Interesting.
No, the year 536 AD was the worst year. Now, there wasn't a pandemic. There wasn't anything like what's happening now, swept the world. But something very bad. It was very bad did happen. And it was one event.
Okay, what went down?
Well, okay, so put your thinking cap on. It was one event.
Okay.
That ruined the whole world for a year, more or less.
Oh, is this the dinosaurs aren't involved that late? Surely.
No.
That's prehistoric times.
There might have been one T-Rex just floating around going, I'm pretty sure there's meant to be others around here.
And that's what the real travesty is, that he was lonesome without any friends in that year. No, I don't know, Jordan. I'm not familiar with 537.
Well, it's 536. So you could be, no one gives a stuff about year 537. It's 536 we want. Simo, in that year, a volcano erupted in Iceland, which spread ash all around the world and dimmed sunlight, so pretty much all the world was in darkness.
Wow.
All year.
Holy hell.
That is bad.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
That is bad, Simo. As much as 2020 is bad, I feel not as bad as that. However, there's still what? Couple of months to go in 2020.
That's it. It's a sliding scale.
Seriously, Iceland, if a volcano goes off, I swear to God.
The fact that none of our birth dates are on that list, I think we can count ourselves lucky. Really.
Yes, we can count ourselves lucky that we weren't born in the year 536 AD.
Simo and Jordan.
And yesterday I was leaving the building, Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And you'd caused utter chaos throughout the entire team.
Yes.
Didn't you?
I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up.
As if I wouldn't.
Okay.
For those who are unaware, which is everyone, I've got a little bit of audio here from what went down.
Did you record it?
Yeah, you didn't notice, but here it is.
The top of the door frame. Like it's a...
Oh, right, so it's the builder's fault that you lost my ruler.
Yes, it is.
So it was your fault that a ruler was...
It was undeniably my fault.
So what happened? Tell the lovely people what you did.
All right.
Your crime before you go to the naughty corner.
My crime is... Oh, would you look at that? We're out of time.
Actually, not.
Next song, please.
Headphones are off.
We've got about 45 minutes remaining.
Have we? Bugger. So M's the stationary queen, who we talk to on the show every now and again.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's one of our wonderful co-workers.
That's right.
Just thought I'd get a little bit of praise in first because I know what's coming.
Good luck.
I decided, because I am ever so slightly taller than her.
Yes.
to be kind of a friendly colleague, I would use her ruler to just kind of scrape across the top of the doorframe to make sure there were no spiders there.
No, you didn't. Okay, so what Jordan did was he's been doing this for weeks. You've been putting different items from her desk at heights of which she cannot reach. Is that correct?
Look, when you say it like that,
so
I admit it can make me sound like a bit of a tool.
That's exactly what you were doing. And then something went askew yesterday in that you put said ruler above doorframe and it slid down to go within the wall.
Yeah, kind of between the doorframe and the wall.
Yeah.
There's like a gap. It would have only been like a millimetre or two wide. I didn't even realise it was there. We put the ruler up and just as soon as I put it there, it just slid down.
Yeah, and so upon leaving the building, this is what I heard.
The top of the door frame. Oh, right,
so it's the builder's fault that you lost my ruler.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
As you can hear from that, I took full blame.
So what's the plan? How are you going to get it out?
No, you can kind of wedge it and you can kind of see it.
Don't put like that middle down there and lose another one.
No, I almost did. He almost did. You have no idea how close it was.
Well, I'll leave you with it. So how did
Simo just leaving the crime scene there?
Yeah.
Simo not offering to help?
I'll just leave.
Just like, well, there's chaos everywhere.
Bye.
I'll just see you later.
So how did you go, Jordan?
I mean, it was clearly the builder's fault. I mean, whoever built that doorframe was terrible.
So where's the ruler?
Look, it's in Emma's office.
Oh, what did you do then?
Well, you know.
You caved, didn't you, yesterday? You made it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you do?
I went and bought her a new one and a chocolate bar as well to be nice.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, have you been keeping up to date with all the news at the Limanaki Sea Life Centre in Helsinki, Finland?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's top of the... There's no other news really happening at the moment, so...
It's a great pastime of mine, the Limasinski Zoo...
Sea Life Centre.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, yeah, in Helsinki, in Finland. Well, Simo, just in case you have forgotten the big news from that particular Sea Life Centre...
What's been going on?
It involves Mikko the Groper Fish... Or group of fish.
Okay.
However you say that type of fish.
This has started well.
Now, they are they're the huge, I suppose, they're kind of ugly ones as well.
Yeah.
They kind of grow to be like 45 centimetres or so, a metre or so long.
I think they're one of the ugly ones when you take them out of the water more so, because they expand. That's the problem.
No, they're not like a puffer fish.
No. When you take fish out of the water, naturally because they're in a different environment, it's like food going off. Fish expand.
and if you leave fish out of water for long enough, it will also go off and you won't be able to eat it.
Correct, yeah. They get more ugly the more time they spend out of water.
Well, see, I've only got these pictures of this fish in water and it's pretty ugly. So, like, I mean, sorry about that. No, the reason I bring up this fish is because it has been revealed that it is sad and it's lonely.
Oh.
This fish, which isn't good.
Okay.
However, the reason that it is sad and lonely... is because it can't have any mates swimming around in its tank with it. I know he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
Because according to the zookeeper...
Here we go.
Mikko the grouper has a tendency to eat all of his tank mates. That is the main issue.
Fish.
Whatever fish they put in with this ugly fish, this ugly one will eat it.
It's dark days.
Even if the other fish are bigger.
Mm.
I know. The zookeeper's done like a full interview about it.
Fish are... quite evil.
Yeah.
Like, particularly certain ones. There's like always one that rises to the top.
Ugly Finnish groupers that eat everything.
One always
I really hope I'm saying the name of that fish right.
One always rises to the top of the food chain.
The zookeeper, whose name is Marcus, has given a quote saying, "We're quite sure that this other lionfish would be a good tank mate, but he wasn't. The grouper ate it. Things didn't go well. He swallowed the whole thing without even looking at it. And basically eats whatever we put in the fish tank."
Yeah, it's super scary. It makes you thankful that you're not a fish.
Yes.
Alongside other things. But it reminds
me... Yes, other than the fact that it's quite cold today, I assume the water would be cold as well.
Breathing underwater would be a cool skill, though.
I reckon, well, I mean...
But what are you willing to sacrifice is the answer.
Well, breathing above water would be the obvious thing.
Opposable thumbs as well. That's the other thing. But it does remind me of the fact I have a friend called Joe who...
Eats everyone.
No, she bought some tropical fish.
Okay.
Okay, and has made sure that said aquarium was set up for the perfect conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was one ginger fish, right? One with a kind of an orange mohawk, as it were.
Was it perhaps a goldfish?
Unclear. Some kind of tropical fish.
It was a fish that was orange in colour.
Yeah, and
was it a Donald Trump of fishes?
Distastefully, she named it Ranga, but she didn't know what kind of chaos she had unboxed, because this fish did exactly what that group of fish did.
Yeah.
But not just did it eat every other fish in the aquarium. First, it procreated, created its own babies.
Oh!
And then, when they became of age, ate its own children.
Sibo, I think I've just thought of one other reason why I don't want to be a fish.
The danger of being eaten by your parent?
Yes!
Simo and Jordan.
Lizards. Fan, not a fan.
They're not poisonous, are they, blue tongues? They can't, they're not like other Australian animals that can kill.
I wouldn't let it bite you, regardless.
I mean, I wasn't planning on.
Yeah, so my understanding is, no, they're not poisonous, but they'll still, their jaw, I'm pretty sure, can lock down on you, so you don't want to get your fingers anywhere near its mouth.
Yeah, and maybe Google that it's not poisonous. Don't take that for gospel as well.
That's it. The blue tongue is just from Ghost Drops. You know those? Like...
It just really loves blue lollipops.
So the reason I bring up lizards is because my dad sent me this video yesterday.
Okay.
Of some blue tongue lizards in the backyard.
Right, so this is in your backyard of your childhood house.
Mm-hmm.
They're being naughty. See, they're having sex, Kerry.
So, a bit of action for the blue-tongued lizards in the...
Was that what that sound was at the start of that grab?
Yes, it was.
I thought it was like a bird or something.
So, when have your parents ever embarrassed you in such a way? Are they embarrassing?
What, but are you... Well, I don't get that. Okay, you did a good segue at the start. I don't get... Why would we go from lizards having sex to parents being embarrassing?
Because my dad sent me that video, and I don't
Yeah, but he wasn't, you know, in the backyard.
Well...
That would have been embarrassing, I grant you.
Well...
Him doing a video going, oh, look at this, there's two lizards going at it, like...
It's not embarrassing, there is more.
Oh. Is the embarrassing... Okay.
So, here it is.
Come up here. Oh, I'll show you the video after.
Oh, dear.
Look, your dad had a day off yesterday.
Had a bit of time off his sleeve.
Had a bit of time on his hands and just thought this may be the greatest thing in the world.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, it's been a couple of weeks since all of the clocks changed, like daylight savings happened.
Yes.
Have you changed all your clocks, or you still have some running an hour off?
It must be closer to, yeah, like you say, 3 or 4 weeks now. Surely we've been at it a while. Yeah, I changed a clock, big one on the wall.
Good.
It's in Roman numerals, so I assume I got it right.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have just not. You could be wrong. No one knows.
Roman numerals are tricky. So, yes, I had to change that clock. It was quite... had to go back up on the hook as well.
Yeah, that can be quite tricky.
Hasn't fallen down since I put it back, and I'm not exactly sure I got it back on the nook per se. But
right.
So far, so good.
You've said that now. You go home and it'll be smashed.
Yeah.
No, Simo, spare a thought, however, I mean, as much as you changing that one clock would have been quite an ordeal.
It was, yeah, sweating it out.
Spare a thought for the staff that work for Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, how good. How many clocks have they got?
Over in England. Their daylight savings sort of thing happened last weekend, so only recent.
Yeah.
And obviously Her Majesty the Queen, she wouldn't change the clocks. She could get someone else to do that.
She's too busy drinking from what you mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, if you missed it on the show yesterday, she drinks a lot. Simo and Jordan podcast, you can check it out.
4 gins a day.
Or Simo just told you then. It has been revealed that to change all of the clocks on all of the Queen's estates, it takes a team 40 hours.
Wow, it's like, go team, go team Bravo, change the clocks now, change them, move.
Well, I've got the breakdown because in Windsor Castle, which is one of her three houses, there's 400 clocks. Then in Buckingham Palace, which is the big one in London, the touristy one,
yeah,
there's 600 clocks. Then she's got a third house called the Palace of Holyrood House,
Wow.
Which only has a lazy 50. So, you know, you've got to pick up your clock game in the last one.
And so do they have like a team of clock changers that they...
that do nothing for 6 months.
That it's like commence mission daylight savings and they go and change thousands of clocks.
Well, I believe it's just the staff that work for Her Majesty the Queen. So maybe, you know, the chef's changing some on his spare time.
Just when they notice.
Yeah, right, more or less. Okay. But there would be, I don't know, maybe this is a bad thing to think about our monarch, who is, I think, technically in charge and can legally get me beheaded, I think.
Maybe.
If I was working there.
Yeah.
Which I would never pass the interview, but anyway. If I was working there, there's always the, you know, the that thought that maybe you should just, you know, play a little bit of a prank.
Change them up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just make them all different times. Yeah, make them all different times. But like 5 minutes or so apart. So the Queen's just walking down a corridor just going, oh, okay, it's 12 o'clock. Okay, I'm just going to walk to the end of the room. Oh, it's 12:05. Oh, that lasted long. Goes into the next room. It's like, oh, it's now 11:30. Gee, I've gone back in time.
You could cause some absolute chaos. Because if, like you said yesterday, if she's doing four gins a day.
Yeah, so four gins a day is what she on average does.
If she's doing four gins a day, and then what if you could then just keep setting the clocks back? It's like, have you had your gin for breakfast yet, dear?
What are you talking about? Oh, yes, it's only 8 o'clock. You haven't had it yet.
I'm going to need that. Or, for instance, if the Queen is just too smashed and getting too hectic in Buckingham Palace that day, like getting around and getting angry at her cousins and her...
corgis.
Whoever's left to get angry at in that palace, then you just bring the clocks forward and it's like, come on, Queen, it's time for bed.
Oh. No! 5 o'clock, time for me to go home.
No, I'm going to play with corgis.
Or the other option on all of that is we touched on the alcohol thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Just get the Queen so pissed. Like, yeah, no, we changed all the clocks and she's just there dancing just with a crown in the air. She wouldn't even notice that the clocks are wrong.
Yeah, so I reckon, yeah, if she's getting too rowdy, you can just always move those clocks even further forward.
Yeah.
Get her to bed early and then she's getting 10 hours of sleep a night instead of...
and waking up with a hell of a hangover next day.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.